now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Had a pretty substantive week. Lots of things, lots of conversations going on, things moving. Pretty robust conversation about House Bill 1004 over here, House Bill 1005 as well, and some conversations over in the also about the budget. So lots of big things that we're talking about, and we'll continue to move those things forward and through discussions both with in our chamber and committees, but also with the House as well. We continue to communicate pretty well about some of those bigger items so that we can get to the end of the day and have a landing space. And so I feel pretty good about that and where we are right now, but happy to answer any questions that you might have.
On the issue of property taxes and property tax reform, can the state afford to do any sort of rebate or cut for property taxes with our financial situation, particularly the $400 million owed for Medicaid?
So for a rebate for property taxes?
Yeah.
For this 2025 year.
Yeah.
So there won't be anything that we're going to be able to do for this year because all that is kind of already in the pipeline and moving along. I just don't think we've had some conversations about whether we could do something to impact those taxes. But, you know, they're in people's hands right now. So the answer is no. We're not going to be able to do anything this year for that. And do acknowledge that there'll be some folks that see maybe a sizable increase, 6-7% increase. But that varies across the state, obviously. Obviously, the intention is for us to have for in 26 when people get their tax bills to see some meaningful progress there.
There's a lot of testimony and appropriations today, people asking that the cigarette tax be raised. It's not in the current budget. Is that something the Senate would be open to this time around? It's been not so much in years past.
Yeah, not so much in years past. It's been a heavy lift for us. I think I've said here before, it seems our caucus is more open to that this year than it has been in years past. Perhaps that's partly because there's some challenges that we have. It's going to be a challenging budget year in the best of circumstances, even assuming that the April forecast doesn't get worse. That's not guaranteed because it looks like it could be problematic. And so, that's a conversation that kind of ongoing right now. Don't have the ability, though, to say whether we'll actually move forward with that right now.
If you did something like the cigarette tax in the Senate version of the budget, would you imagine it would be dedicated to Health First Indiana or something like that?
Yeah, we would. We're not going to just roll that into the general fund of the budget. That seems inappropriate to do. We would dedicate it to some of our health care issues so that it seems specifically directed toward that. I can't tell you where exactly, but yeah, I think the idea, at least mine and probably Senator Mishler's, would be to focus that on something in the healthcare space to make real progress.
Speaking of Health First Indiana, in last week's Appropriations Committee, members of your caucus said that they wanted some restrictions on the funding. They thought that it was being used maybe to fund services for undocumented immigrants. Are you hearing any concerns about how Health First funding is being used?
Yeah, I've heard that and talked to a number of local health departments. They're enthused about the money and things that they're able to do with it. They're talking about hitting on some things that really matter to the health of Hoosiers, and they're excited about that. And frankly, I'm excited about that. If there's an example out there, a one-off example that they didn't adequately use those funds, I think there's some parameters about that. But I'm enthused about it and looking forward to the possibility where Indiana begins to rank higher amongst our 50 states in the health of Hoosiers. And so, the real conversation in that space is, are we going to be able to continue to fund that adequately? I think it's important that we, I'm not trying to argue that we'll give it more money than we did in 23, but, there's value in at least giving as much money because those folks have invested their time. People are there working. They want to make sure that those jobs are going to continue to be there and continuing to have funding for that is important, at least to me.
You mentioned House Bill 1004, and some of the members of that committee were not as enthused about the price control measures it would enact on hospitals.
Right.
Do you know what a landing spot could be, and do you still think that it can be effective legislation without those price controls?
Well, so, we had that debate a couple of years ago when we worked on that. I mean, price controls is problematic for a lot of our caucus. It's problematic for me philosophically. I think that there is... some talk that they're hard to figure out another way to kind of hold some of our hospitals accountable across the state. And so we're just going to have to work through that. I don't know exactly where we're going to land yet, but that is problematic for some folks, as you heard.
What do you think about the lieutenant governor requesting to more than double his budget while at the same time, wanting property tax cuts and to rein in government?
Yeah, we'll work through his request like we do everybody else's.
So what does that mean, work through his request?
We'll work through it. I mean, we're going to have to come up with a Senate budget, and he's talked to the committee and some of the members of the committee and advocating for what he thinks he needs for his office, and we'll figure that out like we do every other line item.
Speaking of requests, there were some folks today that said, hey, our funding has remained flat for several years. We'd like a little bit more to do these things. Is there any chance of that happening? I know Senator Mishler said at the beginning, look, if you're not in the budget or if you're asking for more, that's likely not going to happen.
It's going to be a hard year for that, right? I mean, you look at the forecast, and it's got $700-800 million in the first year and almost nothing in the second year. And, I don't have a crystal ball to tell you what the April forecast will be, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be more robust. So, if you're somebody who is in the budget now, staying flat is probably a win for you.
There was one of those concerns today during appropriations was about 988 and the crisis hotline funding. So Indiana's done a pretty good job as far as, like, compared to other states of answering those calls in state. Where is that as far as priorities and making sure that gets funded?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I think we have done a nice job in that so far. It's been important to us. The whole mental health piece has been important to us for a number of years, including some priority bills we've had in the past. I'm grateful for Senator Kreider and his work in that space. We want to continue to be able to do that. People call 911 and they can get someone to talk to, and maybe even someone to come see them if it's really bad enough. Money is a finite resource, and it's a little bit thin this year.
Speaking of money being finite, Secretary of State's office testified for their budget preparation. Diego Morales didn't show up, seemed to annoy some of the members of the committee. Do you think it was a mistake for him not to show up to present his budget?
Oh, I'll let him make that decision. I don't know.
House Bill 1531, that's the immigration employment bill. Is that going to be called up for a committee hearing?
I think I know our chairman is looking at that, trying to decide what the rest of her agenda will be through this half of the legislative session. I don't have an answer for that.
Another request was to fund a $50 million grant program for infrastructure for our military bases. Apparently a commission that was created by the legislature, I think in 2019,
right,
to look at infrastructure, how's infrastructure doing, how can we grow our military bases. They haven't had the money yet to fund that program, and they came today and asked for $50 million. It's not currently in there.
Yeah. First of all, I guess this is a good segue to say the fact that if you don't get in the budget doesn't mean you don't have a great program. You got to make tough decisions when you're crafting a budget and trying to make sure that you're spending within your means, which of course is our first job. That project, I've been down to Crane and talked to those folks. They've presented some ideas they have and some really to do some neat opportunities down there. We want to be supportive of Crane. It's a fantastic facility. We're proud to have it in the state of Indiana. And I do recognize that in order to keep it there, we probably have to continue to invest in some way, shape, or form so that it continues to be viable on the national military scene, right? I don't understand that world perfectly, but I do know that they're doing some fantastic things there, and we want to be helpful. So it'd be nice to be able to do that. Cannot tell you right now if we're going to be able to or not.
Yeah, last one.
So 6 weeks ago, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
We'll get there. We'll get there. I just think, honestly, right now, things are moving relatively relatively well. Conversations are good, sometimes robust, but good about some of those larger pieces. And we feel like we're making a lot of progress. And certainly by the time the end of April comes, we'll have a good product for Indiana.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Any March Madness picks?
March Madness.
Yeah. So I think in my poll, I'm not very good at those things typically, but I think I've got Alabama winning, as I recall. Yeah.
Does the Senate have a bracket challenge?
The Senate does not. There's one floating around the State House, but not a Senate specific one.
All right. Thanks,
guys.